Hello, hello, and welcome to my second podcast. My name is Mike Blakeney, and this episode I want to talk about a really simple concept, probably one of the earliest lessons we learn in life. We all have heard to treat people the way that you want to be treated. Consider how you carry yourself. Are you polite? Do you say please and thank you? Are you caring? I wanted to share a study with you that was done, and two groups of college students participated in the study. The first group got on an airplane and sat next to a stranger. The stranger, they did not, they maintained conversation with them by asking them things about their life and their family and their work and their career and everything possible. But whenever those students got a question themselves, they just kind of deflected and said, "We'll talk about you more." And the second group of students was at the airport, and at the end of the flight, they asked the strangers to talk about the person next to them, and they had nothing but good things to say about the group of students that sat next to them. They called them, you know, very courteous, very kind, passionate, all these great adjectives to describe them. But when they said, "Can you tell me something about them?" they really didn't know much. And I think it kind of proves the point that, you know, we get judged for how we interact, even though people may not know that much about us to be able to make a great opinion of us. They can just know based on what they're asking or what we're asking of them. So how you treat others and how you carry yourself may have a jump start on your career, or it could even hold you back. It could have a compound effect for your life. If you got into sales or coaching or management or almost any position that deals with people, you may see this firsthand. Or I'm sure you eventually will work for someone, if you haven't already, who you can see how they treat others and whether that helps or hinders their ability to do a job. Some things also to consider. Do you hear the way you talk, not just to others, but how you talk to yourself? It's very important. We are talking to ourselves all day long. Can't shut off that little voice in your head. So how are you talking to yourself? Do you complain? Where does that get you? Complaining probably doesn't get you very far. No one really wants to listen. They're usually just kind of thinking, "Boy, am I glad that that's not me." So complaining, definitely not the best way to, interact with others or even yourself. Are your thoughts and words usually positive or negative? And, you know, the most common thing that we hear is, do you see the glass half full or half empty? A lot of people have different perception on situations. Some see it positive, some negative. Why is that? Well, it's part of how they generally are. Are they a positive or a negative person? One of my favorite books on this topic is The Energy Bus by John Gordon. He calls people who carry negativity energy vampires, sucking the energy out of others. Don't spend too much time with people like this, as they can rub off on you. Until next time,